Me? Oh. I'm sorry, I'm surprised by that. I didn't know it was my item. I haven't done the item yet.
You haven't passed that.
You better just start cracking on there.
I guess.
You want to get to the next one. You better get on it.
You have something?
I took care of it.
Thank you.
Now, is Mike Izzo distributing this, or is this Jim?
This is me. Hey, remember that the issue was that the 23-cent tax on avgas that you have to apply to get a refund for, and there was a discussion about should the committee make a recommendation to the county council to advocate to do away with that or something. But I was asked to come up with a review of what the surrounding states do, and this is what I found. And I think you also have a fuel price survey that Larry did as part of that on the back.
But does he know what it means?
Yeah.
You're a donut person. What's your sense of?
Oh, I thought you were going to ask me how come I don't know how to spell boondoggle.
Yeah, right. I thought that was in your mission statement. What? I mean, is there any? You think there's any sense that? Delta would be open to having that discussion?
I think we need to find out what kind of monies are generated from avgas and what kind of monies are generated from fuel Jet A. So if it's
no tax on Jet A, is there?
No. Okay.
Nothing currently on Jet A.
Yeah. Right now, I think the, you know, after you take out the refunds that they get, they've been averaging about $215,000 a year out of the avgas taxes.
And is that?
And that's applied to aviation programs in the state.
Now, is that after people have asked for the refund?
After the refund, final bottom dollar. What's left is about $215,000 a year.
I don't know. I just don't. That's 934,000 gallons of avgas.
At
23 cents. 215,000.
I have a question. Does the military have to pay that tax too, Dover?
No.
And state operations would be exempt from it also.
Oh yeah,
I'm pretty sure.
Sprayers and things like that.
No, I'm not so certain, but like state police helicopters, yeah. or any state, we don't pay. Like DelDOT doesn't pay taxes on when we go to the fuel pump.
Okay.
We don't pay the state tax.
I just wonder if they have to go through the same rigmarole.
No, they don't.
It's not a tax on avgas. It's the gasoline tax. It's the same thing you pay in your car, but because you don't. You're not using the roads with your airplane, they allow you to get a refund.
I guess my point is, and I've been saying it's kind of all along, but anyway, I don't think it's anywhere near $215,000. I just don't think there's 934,000 gallons of avgas sold in this state. I'll tell you, just in my little operation, I do 60,000 gallons. So that means...
A year?
Yeah, of avgas. So, I mean, I know Wilmington is a lot busier, but that's it. I mean, it's Wilmington, Middletown, Delaware Park, and Maine. There's only four airports in the state. Mm-hmm. So that means those other three airports, and forget Delaware Park. I mean, there's not. They're less than what I do. Middletown, you know, maybe more. I don't know, but maybe the same. And then it's at least Wilmington. So Wilmington's got to be doing like 800,000 gallons of avgas a year. And it's just, I just cannot believe they're selling that much avgas. And so I don't think the number's anywhere near $215,000. I've heard that number thrown around. I don't know where it came. Yeah. Somebody probably did some sort of back.
Yeah, it came analysis. From a study that DelDOT did.
I kind of think they're merging some other numbers in there that may have maybe something. Maybe it's both.